Hello everyone, I'm Miki. I'm Seoul Women's University student. Today I'm here with Karina. Hi Karina, how are you?
Hi Miki, I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. And Karina was an English teacher at Kanda University of International Studies in Chiba. Today I'll ask about her vegetarian and why did you get started in vegetarian?
Well, actually, I've never really liked meat. When I was little, my parents made me eat meat. Not that much because in my country we don't really eat meat that much. We eat a lot of vegetables, cheese, and bread. But growing up, I had to I was going to a daycare center where they served meals with meat, and at home my parents made me eat meat because they thought I wouldn't grow up to be healthy if I didn't. But I always hated the taste and the smell and the texture, and so it happened quite naturally once I left home and started living by myself at the age of 18 or 19. I just stopped eating meat altogether.
And also your parents are vegetarian too?
Well, it's interesting because they were not. When I was a child, everybody in my home was eating meat. Not a lot again, but some. But now everybody except for my father is vegetarian.
Okay. And what your mother made for the vegetarian food?
We have a lot of vegetarian dishes in Bulgaria. As I said, we eat a lot of vegetables and cheese and bread. And so a lot of vegetable dishes.
Could you tell us the one example?
My favorite one is a summer dish. It's called stuffed peppers.
Stuffed peppers.
So it's made of bell peppers that you stuff with cheese and eggs. It's very simple, but it's very tasty.
Sounds great. And do you cook vegetable food in Japan?
Yeah, well, I have to. It's very hard to find places to eat outside, so I cook for myself every single day. I'm not a very good cook, but I try.
And have you ever surprised when you watch the Japanese vegetable food, or you ever tried to Japanese special vegetable food?
Well, it's very hard to find vegetarian food in Japan, and going to a restaurant, sometimes even when I order a salad, it comes with bacon bits or ham, or I order a vegetarian meal and I think it's vegetarian, but it's with fish sauce or with shrimp.
So when you went to the restaurant, you asked the there's no meat.
Yeah, I was trying to ask just to make sure. It's very tricky.
Oh yeah, that's I think so. So do you like milk and eggs?
I do. I eat a lot of yogurt and a lot of dairy products. Eggs I don't eat that much, but I do sometimes.
Milk too?
Dairy products and yogurt, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bulgaria is very famous of
yogurt.
I heard that. And did your mother make a yogurt in your home?
Actually, no.
No?
Not really, no.
You buy a yogurt?
Some people do that at home, yeah, but my mom has never made yogurt at home. Yeah.
How about seafood? Do you like seafood?
No, I don't eat seafood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bulgarian eat seafood?
Yeah, Bulgarian people do eat seafood and fish and meat. Again, they don't eat much meat or fish or seafood, but they do. Yeah, it's not very usual. It's uncommon to be vegetarian back at home.
So you don't eat a sushi in Japan?
I don't. I know it's a shame. I know I'm missing out on a lot of good food. I know that. A lot of my friends back at home are jealous and think it's really stupid of me not to be eating, you know, all the wonderful food that you can have in Japan. But it's just a matter of taste. Yeah.
And Karina, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was nice to have you here today. Karina is an English teacher at Kanyu University of International Studies. We talked about her vegetarian. And I'm Miki from Showa Women's University, and this is What's Up, Setagaya. Thank you.
Thank you.